Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I got some new information.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
Real juicy.
On My Talk. My Talk.
Tell me something good.
This is probably one of the biggest stories that came out last week. Felicity Huffman will spend 14 days behind bars for her part in the college admission scandal. After her sentencing, she said, quote, "I accept the court's decision. I broke the law. There are no excuses or justifications for my actions, period."
Yeah, she should be saying that because she did. That's a pretty nice light sentence considering what we thought might happen.
Yeah. We'll see how much time she actually serves.
Ding, ding.
But hopefully they won't reduce that community service time because that does take time away from doing any film projects or anything that has to do with her career. So that's where they hopefully people really learn the lesson for whatever they did.
Yeah. So. Yep. And $30,000, the fine.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Nothing.
No, absolutely not. Rick Ocasek from The Cars died in New York City yesterday. There's no cause of death yet. The NYPD said that he was 75, but public records list his age at 70. Rick and The Cars were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just last year. So many great hits. Jason was just talking about Janet. When you go back through The Cars, and I didn't realize they started their band in 1976 because I was floored that Rick Ocasek was even 70. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You know, it just seems, but I guess, you know, whenever they hit it big, they had been a band for a while. You know, we remember the hits probably from the 80s. So
right, we think they're kind of overnight successes, but probably were grinding for many, many years.
Exactly, yes. Beyonce is doing a show tonight on ABC called Making the Gift. Hmm. She announced it yesterday, and it has to do with the soundtrack from The Lion King, The Gift. So this is going to be a behind-the-scenes Beyonce recording the song, The Gift.
And what do they call you, the network again?
A-Bay-Say. Yes. Making the Gift airs tonight at 9 p.m. So if you're really into Beyonce or The Lion King, check that out. Mm-hmm. And that's the latest dirt. You can find more on our app at mytalk1071.com.
You learn so much cool stuff.
Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended dirt alerts at 8:20, 12:20, and 5:20.
Come back in an hour.
And now...
Hey, it's Lisa, the announcer of the week on the Jason and Alexis show.
Hey, Lisa!
Just like producer Don, I play Pokemon Go.
Gotta catch them all!
I caught 6 shiny Turtwigs on Sunday. How'd you do, Don?
I like turtles.
Anyway, this is PokemonGoPlayer.college. Saying, here they are, with producer Don running things, of course. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1.
Gotta catch 'em all!
Pokemon!
What a special friend you are.
Thank you, Mr. Rogers. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Monday. Welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Jason and Alexis in the morning. 7:04 is the time. I'm Jason Matheson, along with my partner in crime, Alexis Kabubowicz Thompson. And over there, she's catching them all, producer Dawn McClain. Thanks for being here. Raise your glass. Take a sip of your refreshing morning beverage. Mm. Cheers, everybody. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Mm. Okay. Mm.
That is our guest announcer, Lisa, this week. She bid on that through, what was it, Bids for Kids, right?
Yep.
She's going to be doing our announce all week. I love those. I love when we do these. It's fun. It's just fun. Hi, Lisa. I love you.
What's she going to say next, you know?
Yeah.
Because we haven't heard them.
No. That was a tribute to Dawn McClain and her love of Pokemon.
That's right.
Catch them all.
Catch them all.
Yeah.
Catch them all, everybody. Okay, let me continue with Janet Jackson. And I saw Janet Jackson in concert at Treasure Island on Saturday. And it was phenomenal. She did what you want these legacy performers to do, and that is to perform their hits, whether it was All For You or Escapade. Okay, when Escapade came on.
Oh, my gosh.
That's when my privates just fell right out of my pants. Oh. And I had my tight gay jeans on, so it was really hard for them to drop. But anyway, so loved it. She sounded great. She looked fantastic. Actually, my photographer's wife, photographer Eric's wife, Tanya, who I adore, because she just don't care. Tanya is just a bad earth lady. Tanya's right next to me. And every so often, Tanya would look at me and go, and would just scream, "That woman right there is 53 years old." And I said, I know. She gives us all hope. She says, no. She's 53 and doing this. I said, I know. She looks phenomenal.
Good to hear that she's really killing it on the stage still.
Oh, yeah. Oh, come on. Yeah,
especially, Alex. You know, songs that we all love and know it and that you can dance and sing along. It's just kind of carefree fun. And it sounds like everybody was feeling that vibe.
Yeah, she did a medley. She sat down, slowed it down, and she did a medley of her slower ones, too, which was one of my favorite parts of the whole show. And like she did That's the Way Love Goes. Oh, I was like, girl. Gets me some lovin's. It was just, yeah. Let's wait a while from Control. It just, anyway. So then we found out once we got there that we were invited by her folks, invited my crew, myself, to go meet her.
Awesome.
Like, holy crap-a-roni.
Well, because Jace was going to meet her, right? And that was the
Jace
big
did
surprise.
Meet her.
Yeah.
Now, Jace.
Uber fan.
Is an Uber fan. He's listening actually right now.
Hey, Jace.
Actually, I don't even know this because they escorted us out. We had to leave. I loved this. They let Jace go last to meet Janet. They cleared everybody out. And they let Jace go. Jace, if you're listening, call Dawn. Call the main line, 651-641-1071. We want to hear how this went for you.
Yeah.
651-641-1071, Jace. Call Dawn right
if
now.
If you're not Jace, don't call me.
Yeah, please don't call. Yeah. 651-641-1071. Jace, call now. Anyway, Jace is an Uber, probably, this isn't a probably, let me remove that word. Jace is the biggest Janet Jackson fan in Minnesota. Probably one of the biggest in the world. I mean, he tweets about her constantly. Her music got him through a rough time in his life, and he loves her. Well, he got to meet her. He got to meet his idol on Saturday. Can you? And I looked at him at one point because, Janet, I love you, but we did wait like an hour. I don't know what she was doing. I don't know, but we waited out there for an hour. And I look at Jace at one point early on, and I said, and Lex, I mentioned you. I said, "How you feeling?" I go, "Hi, how are you doing? How's your heart rate? How are you doing?" I said, because I normally hate when people say, "I know how you feel." I said, "But Jace, I want you to be in the moment." I said, "Because I know how you feel. Mm-hmm. I know what it is like to meet somebody that you have dreamed about for years and years and years." I said, "I felt this way when I was in Dallas with Alexis." I said, "As I got ready to meet Larry Hagman and Sue Ellen," I said, I said, "I just remember that feeling." I said, "So I know what this is like for you." I said, "So just be in the moment, and I'm so happy for you." And so he had a little gift basket for her. And then that's
some, yes. What did he put in the gift basket?
He had Christopher Straub, our buddy Christopher Straub, make a special bear made of all of her album covers.
Oh my gosh, how cute was that?
How thoughtful. I mean, and he just filled it with all these things that he knows that she loves. So, and then the very nice Treasure Island folks came up and said, "We're going to move Jace to the back because we want him to go last to have a moment with Janet." So
did you go in by yourself or did you go in with your whole
crew? You're kind of in a line and then you walk up to the step and repeat. And then, you know, like most meet and greets, it's about 20 seconds, if that.
Oh, okay. So there was a line. It wasn't just you guys. There were other
Others. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis were right there. So they were back there with us. Yeah. So they were hanging out back there by us. And it wasn't a long line. It was just a few invited guests and a few special folks that she invited. And so I got up there. And first of all, she is teeny, tiny.
Okay, I was wondering. Oh, I had a feeling.
Teeny tiny.
Like how tall do you think she is?
Like you.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. She's maybe. Well, how are you? How tall are you, Lex?
I'm 5'5".
Yeah, probably about that. A little taller. Maybe. Mm. Yeah. I think maybe. Maybe a little taller. But I was shocked at how just teeny tiny and just gorgeous and very. All of the, when you hear people talk about how shy she is, you can tell. Aww. You can feel her aura. You know what I mean? You can feel like she's like just
a little nervousness,
a little bit, but in a very sweet way. Just a very loving, very tender. Jace, our buddy, the Uber fan, wrote on Twitter, and I agree with him. You want to be gentle with her. When you walk up, because she's just like, yeah, oh. you just want to take care of her because she's just so sweet looking and just so you don't want to break her. I mean, that's kind of what I felt like. Because I'm a big dude. I'm 6'2", and I'm like, hi. So I walked up. I go, hi. I go, I said, thank you. I go, and thanks for post. I said, you posted video of me dancing on my show, and she started laughing. She says, you did really good, and I go, thank you, Janet. I said, thank you, Janet. I love you. And that was my 2-second interaction was she said that I did really good dancing to Rhythm Nation, which, Janet, I know you were being polite. You know, girl, you didn't have to. You didn't have to be that nice.
She's 5'3", by the way.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So, no, she was so lovely. So and very lovely.
Did she, when I picture Janet, I think how did she smell? Because I think it would be like warm cookies. Did you get a whiff of her?
I did.
And was it floral?
How did she Summer smell? Sausage. No, it was, no, I'm just kidding. Oh God, no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
That is one of the weirdest I've never heard when people meet a celebrity. Someone asking, how did she smell?
I just want to get the full sensory, picture of what you saw and experienced, Jace, and smelled. Okay, maybe you didn't get a
summer sausage. Yeah, I was saying, no.
That is vile.
No, it was. She smelled
She's
delicious.
Like meaty and salty.
No, she was delight. I mean, she smelled like very sweet, just very not a lot of perfume at all. Oh, and man. She was dressed very casually. She had little sneakers on, little white sneakers.
Aww.
And it was so she just was adorable.
Was that hot dancer there too, or was
okay, girl?
You didn't send that picture, Jace. By the way,
ready. Okay, I know, girl. I was busy stalking him. Girl, please. I went
see
right
on the Instagrams.
His name. I'm getting ready to send you a pic right now.
Anyone named Denzel? I mean, that's just a hot name. Can you imagine if you're not really that?
Attractive, and your name is Denzel.
And your name is Denzel. Right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just like the guys who are named Brock and they're not like Brock-like, you're kind of like, oh, man.
Okay, I just sent you the picture.
Okay.
Take a look at it right now, ladies.
All righty then. Let's click here and click here. Oh, yeah.
Yes, daddy.
Dude, was he shirtless like that on stage or
through a good portion? Yes,
yes, Daddy.
He didn't really need clothes. But and I saw him in the hallway of the hotel, and he was on my show a couple days before that, and he remembered me. I'm like walking through, and he goes, "Hey," and I go, "Hi," and he goes, "Jason, it's Denzel." He goes from Janet, and I go, oh my goodness, I'm such a moron because he had a Janet sweatshirt on. I'm like, Jason, just look at his sweatshirt, you moron. There's another picture I just sent with you to you. But anyway, I go, oh my God, hi Denzel. And yeah, then he smelled. I can tell you all the floral notes of Denzel.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Of course you can. Oh, look at him with those glasses on. And oh, wow.
Yeah, I took those off a little bit later. But anyway, no, I'm just joking. I don't think he plays for my teams.
You're
but
like, only in my mind's eye. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's been with Janet for several years. Denzel Chisholm is his name. Chisolm. If you want to Instagram stalk him like I did, so yeah,
yeah. So, do you think that they stayed at Treasure Island that night, or
Denzel
did? How does that work? Oh, he did. Okay.
Like, he stayed in room 1502.
You put a little tracking device. You're like, hey, good to see you, tracking device.
Lex, I can confirm Denzel stayed in room 1502. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We enjoyed a light breakfast of crumpets and fruit.
What kind of fruit? A whole basket?
A whole basket.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no.
It is 7:16. We got to take a break. We'll be back in a little.
You nasty Jace.
Well, he did dance to that song, so we just recreated that video. It's 7:16. We'll be back with little Lex on the Prairie next. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Everything. That picture is crooked. I'm Jace with Lex. And producer Don McLean is back after a few well-deserved days off. Okay, now normally we do Little Lex in the Prairie here, but we're going to push that down because we have a very, very, very special guest on line one. It's Janet's dancer, Denzel. I'm just joking. No, it's not Denzel. No, it is Jace, who, if you just missed it, is the world's biggest Janet Jackson fan. And we surprised him on the Jason Show last week with tickets to the meet and greet, thanks to our friends at Treasure Island and our buddy Chad from Flip Phone, who reached out because they wanted to give Jace the surprise of a lifetime. Good morning, Jace. How you doing?
I am doing great. I'm still recovering from Saturday night, and even just thinking about it, I still kind of shake. I was just talking to a coworker, and I was letting her know about the experience, and I just started tearing up. It was truly one of the best nights of my life, seriously. And I just want to thank everybody who made it possible, because it was life changing. See, I'm crackling now. It's amazing, and I can't wait to see the picture today. So we can download the picture today at some point. So I'm just waiting for that.
Jace, for people that don't know, because you so eloquently described it on the TV show, but in a nutshell, because I know you're at work, so we don't want to keep you, quickly explain why Janet means so much to you.
Her music brings me happiness. It makes me smile on my down days. It brings me up. It lifts me up. Her message about working with the community and helping the community and being socially responsible. I think a lot of people may miss that. A lot of her songs are about love and happiness, and I love that too. But she also does sing about, you know, what's going on with the world, and it's the message has stood the test of time, you know?
Yeah.
So,
and her music helps.
And as you know,
she's
wonderful, you know, like just her presence, you could feel it. You can feel that energy, and that's what I love.
Yeah. And she helped you. Her music really kind of helped you through a rough time, right, Jace?
Yes, definitely. I struggled with addiction for many years. For over 25 years, I was in addiction. And I am in recovery, and I have over 6 years now, and I am so grateful for recovery. Mm. And her music, I rediscovered my love for her music, and it just it can lift me up on any of my bad days and remind me that, you know, just to live in the present moment and not to get too caught up in the future. And you got to deal with the past and your past trauma before you can move on and be present. So I'm in the process of doing that now. And I'm just grateful for her music and everything that she's done.
Oh, wow.
Right, Lex?
Ah!
Right, Lex?
Oh, yes. Yes, wow. Brings us to tears just you saying that. Did you have time
Thank you again. Thank you, everybody, for making this happen. You guys truly, truly have, like, man, it's a bucket list. I never thought I would meet her ever. It was just always a dream. And a dream freaking came true. It was amazing. Jason, so thank you.
So Jason said that you were the last in line to meet her. Were you able to at least tell her some of what you just told us? Or what was that experience like?
It was very quick.
Oh, okay.
But it was, yes, I got to thank her for being socially conscious and told her about my work in the community and just how much I love her and respect her and her crew. Her crew was so amazing. Her dancers were amazing. And I just thanked her for coming back to Minneapolis because I know she didn't have to. She didn't have to come back here. Mm. And she's just performing for her fans now. She's not, you know, trying to put on any airs. She's just doing her thing, and I love her for that. So it went quick because she accepted a gift basket with some Christopher Straub merchandise in there, which was awesome. She loved it. As soon as I said, "This is for your kid, Issa," her eyes lit up.
Aww.
And I don't think people probably give her gifts for her kid. It's probably always for her. So
yeah.
I thought I'd think about her kid because that's one special kid, man.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Did you, like, you walk away and you're walking away from her. Have you still processed it? I mean, you met her, Jace. You met her.
No, because every time I start thinking about it, I start to tear up.
Yeah.
And I do little segments, really. And I just, the next morning when I woke up, I was like, I can't believe that happened. Yeah, I met my idol. You know, that's like Jason meeting Oprah Winfrey, you know,
yeah.
And that needs to happen. That's what we need to make happen next.
Oh, yeah, girl.
So thank you, you guys. I appreciate everybody's support and everybody's love. That's what Janet concerts are about, you know?
Yeah.
Just coming together and loving each other and just having a good time.
Yeah. Last word on that. We'll let you get back to work. I gave my review of the show. Tell the folks, what did you think of the concert itself?
I have not seen a show like that since the All For You tour. She is doing bends and she's doing turns and she's dancing and she's high energy and she has a special message to the crowd. And it was incredible and it was nonstop. I don't know how she does it because I was dancing the whole concert and singing along and by the end of it, I was just done.
I know.
So
me too.
It's incredible, Jace, that she does that. We are truly blessed that we are able to see her up there.
Oh. Yeah. Jace, well, I'm so genuinely happy for you that you literally, you're the definition of someone living out their dream. So thank you. Thank you for sharing
it
with us.
I really love you. I love all of you. So thank you.
Aww. Bye, Jace.
All right.
Go back to
later.
Work, girl. Go back to work. That's right.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, that was sweet.
I love it so much. I'm so happy for him. Oh, he was just, I kept turning. We got to go. But I kept turning around because Jace was right by me during the concert. I had equal amounts of fun and joy. Our entire crew kept turning around and watching him. Because it was like a kid on Christmas on repeat. It really was. Every song was like a gift he was unwrapping from Janet. And it was just joy. It was just joy personified to watch him. And it was genuine. And it was so beautiful to see. And I love it. I love it so much. So, Jay, you heard Jace talk about this picture. The folks there take your picture and they release it. So I guess I have the email address. I guess they're going to release it today. So keep an eye out for my Instagram account and I'll put it up there as soon as they show the picture of our meet and greet with Janet. So
awesome. Really,
I hope it's a good picture. I hope it's a good angle. But you know,
you got people for that. I mean, to have that control of that, that's pretty genius.
Yes. 7:29 when we come back, Little Lex on the Prairie right after this.
Time for Dawn.
There she is, the producer.
Out of Context.
You could put a pad in there, like
you
a butt pad.
It. That's
to
true.
Be even, and you got a nice big dumper.
That came out weird.
That was Dawn, Out of Context.
That's right. Dawn out of context, everybody. A great big dumper. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything dump trucks. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn McClain, the aforementioned Dawn McClain. 7:34, hold on to your wigs and keys and bonnets, because it's time for America's favorite old-timey segment, a little thing that we call Little Lex on the Prairie. Lexi, you got your prairie outfit on?
Oh, I'm ready. Got my bonnet and my bloomers.
Oh, fantastic.
Auntie Lex, tell us about the olden days.
Fire up the hearth, pull up a rocking chair. This is Little Lex on the Prairie.
Oh, yes. What's happening to our friends and family in Walnut Grove this week?
Yes, well, we're on season 1, episode 20. Yeah, I didn't watch this as a kid, and I have to say, this one's a pretty scary beginning to an episode. It's called Child of Pain.
Child of Pain?
Yes, it is. Oh. And it can be triggering for people, especially if you had an alcoholic parent.
Oh no. My God, they're really tackling the issue.
It's a very special episode of Little House on the Prairie.
It sure felt like that, yeah. First, it starts out with the drunk dad coming into his house looking for his whiskey. Okay. His name is John. Turns out his son named Graham found the two bottles and broke them. So Papa got real, really upset. Kid came to school next day, and Mrs. Beetle sees his face. He has a black eye.
Oh, no.
Takes him to see Dr. Baker, tells him to take his shirt off. When he does, he has whipping marks on his back.
No.
Yeah, it's very sad. This kid's, you know, maybe third grader, maybe.
Oh.
10, something like that. Yeah. Now, just a side note in terms of production value here, you looked at those whipping marks, and that was just black eyeshadow and some blush. But, you know, you get the point that it was not a good reality for this little kid. Horrible makeup, but anyway, you also find out that Miss Beetle, she says that this is the fourth time in 4 months that the beatings are getting worse, and no one's really listening to her, and Dr. Baker has tried talking to the dad to hold him responsible as to stop drinking. Then the community gets together and says, you know what? They might not listen to us individually, but he might listen to us as a community. So they meet in church. And of course, the dad walks in like, what are you guys meeting about?
It's
you
like
talking
an episode
about
of
me?
Intervention. Oh my gosh.
Exactly. They didn't actually have the time to intervene. He interrupted their meeting about doing an intervention because they were going to go to his house.
Oh my
God. It's so
Lord.
True. You're right. This is like a old schooly intervention. So he's drunk, and of course the kid stays there, and the kid, you know, being the loving, you know, golden retriever type child, going, oh, daddy, I love you. I don't want to live anywhere else. You know, I want to be with my dad, you know, even though, you know, he's beating him. So the next day, the kid is late to school. So Pa Ingalls goes to the house, finds the boy underneath the kitchen table unconscious.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, guys. I mean, this is a dark, dark episode.
Holy crap.
Yep. They go to see Dr. Baker. The kid is with the doctor when the dad walks in all drunk, sees the boy, and he starts crying. And then he says, you know what? I need some help. So what started out as a community thing, of course, Paul Engel saves the day,
oh,
you know.
Of course.
He says, all right, well, I'm going to live with him, and we're just going to go through it. He's going to go
he's
with,
gonna
through
be the interventionist.
Yep. Go through withdrawal. He's going to help him build up his property, his homestead.
He can do everything.
And the little boy, Graham, lives with Miss Ma Engels and the girls. So he goes through it. You see him all sweaty and breaking down and pause there, you know, to make sure he's good. They're building stuff and he needs to lay down once in a while. They're making cornfields and building doors, chopping wood. The pastor comes to visit and he kind of gets upset because he thinks, well, holier than thou came to check on me.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, then Pa, in a moment of, are you kidding me, says, well, I understand how you feel right now. You're missing your boy, but I'm missing Ma. And he says, tell me about your wife, because you realize, you know, that it's just the boy and the dad.
Okay. Yeah.
Her name was Lucy, and she died during childbirth.
Oh my goodness.
And in a moment of therapy with Pa Ingalls.
At Pa Ingalls Detox Center.
pretty much. He says, it's true. He says, you're taking it out on your kid.
Yeah.
That she died. And then finally, you know, the man, you know, John has this realization. Yeah, I did do that. And then he wakes up in the middle of the night, finds his last bottle in the barn. And for a second you think, oh, no, no, he going to drink that.
Oh, my gosh, he's going to put you back into the detox center.
Drink that whiskey. But instead he pours it out. Okay. And there was his aha moment. Then he gets reunited with his family. And Pa, there's Pa, you know, because he feels like he's in the same boat because he was missing Ma for so long.
Oh.
For those, you know, days of detox.
Not the same.
Nope.
Ma's alive, Pa.
Yeah. God. Stop it. Stop projecting, Pa. Not all about you, Pa.
So they all reunite. Dad takes the kid's hand and, oh, actually, Mary gives the boy a chicken. So they have the chicken in a cage that the boy
chicken?
Made.
Isn't she blind? Not, no, oh, she's not blind.
Yeah, that's later, okay. Jace. Yeah, we're still in season one.
Mm-hmm.
And then they walk off like with the chicken 15, in a cage. Right. I mean, wow. If you want to watch this, maybe you miss it or you didn't watch it like me. It's remastered on Amazon Prime.
Oh, jeez.
So there you go.
Oh, gosh.
That's
wow.
What Child of Pain is about.
Child of Pain.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel pained going through this episode.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And you see the hallucinations. You know, it is, they do a good job of showing, you know, that it takes time and the guy's, you know, going through it. He's sweaty. He's dreaming that there's a bat in the sky.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. He's just. And then Pa has to wrestle him at one point to keep him from running out. And
Oh, man.
My goodness, Lex.
I was taking it for the team,
man.
Why
are we watching this crap?
I was unprepared for this, okay? I'm thinking they're, you know.
Can we have a fun light episode? Do you think that they planned, next episode needs to be light because we really put the audience through the ringer here?
I hope so.
I hope so, too. Jiminy Christmas.
I just want to, you know, run through the forest or the prairie a little bit, you know, with the angles.
And when did
Circus Man was last, too, remember? And he had that magic powder that made everybody, I mean, speaking of drugs.
Yeah, people died.
Yeah.
Well, and when did Pa turn into Dr. Phil?
Yeah.
He's like, he was straight up.
God.
He was like, tell me about your wife.
Oh.
You blame your child, don't you?
Oh, my God.
You're taking it out on him for her death.
Oh, my goodness. It's like something you see on Dr. Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The prison you create for yourself locks from the inside.
Stupid head or dumb head.
Oh,
what does he say?
Oh,
crap head.
That's it, crap head.
That's
crap head.
Oh, that's good. The prison you create. What is it? What is this line?
The prison you create for yourself locks from the inside.
Yep. That was Pa.
I've never heard that one before. Oh, that's good. Oh, Dr. Phil.
Oh, Dr. Pa Ingalls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Well, Lex, that was I'm very, on behalf of Dawn and myself, we deeply apologize.
We apologize. Thanks for going through that for us.
That one was a little bit of a rough road there.
Crap head.
Oof, yeah. Woof. 7:42. I have some breaking entertainment news.
Oh.
Somebody just had to bow out of Dancing with the Stars hours before the season premiere.
Ooh.
I will tell you why and how. And then Dawn will tell us about Prince William getting some online criticism. And then at some point, I will tell you why I'm really, really just irritated at Disney. All of that still ahead. Stay with us. Welcome back to the show. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn McClain. I have some breaking news. But first, Dawn, can you punch up the satellite dish? I want to go live to Louisiana for the chili cook-off. I want to check in with our friend. Our friend Jed. Jed, are you there?
I tried this one chili and it set my mouth on fire and I had to drink a 2-liter of Mountain Dew.
Okay, Dawn, we'll check back in with him after he gets some more liquid.
What a combination there. Wow. Heartburn, diarrhea.
Oh, yeah. 7:48. So I do have breaking entertainment news, everybody. Here's the dramatic breaking news sounder. With hours to go until its premiere, ABC has just announced that Christy Brinkley is pulling out of Dancing with the Stars hours before its premiere tonight because of an injury that happened just a little bit ago. Well, here's what they wrote. While rehearsing for the premiere of Dancing with the Stars, Christy Brinkley suffered injuries which required surgery to her wrist and arm. Mm. She is unable to continue her planned participation on the show, keeping it all in the family. Her daughter, Sailor Brinkley Cook, a Sports Illustrated model, has chosen to quickly step in with hours to learn the entire routine and will compete in her mother's place for the remainder of the season.
Oh, whoa.
Wow.
That shakes things up, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Oh, I hope she's okay. That sounds horrible.
Yeah. Horrible. Oh, horrible.
Ouch.
So.
And her daughter's like a mini-me. So I think for some people, they're going championship. That's a great replacement. Switcheroski, yeah.
Let me look. What's her name? Soleil Moon Frye.
Yeah. Sailor Moon. Sailor Moon Brinkley.
Sailor Brinkley Moon. Sailor Brinkley Cook. There she is. Sailor Moon Frye.
Yeah.
Fried rice. Okay, there we go. Oh, I love some fried rice. Oh, she is. She's gorgeous.
Yes, she is.
Oh, she is. She looks like she was carved out of Christie's calf.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
By the way, Alexis has, if let me just throw a compliment, Lex has beautiful calves.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, she is. She's pretty.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Well, yeah.
She's young, you know, hopefully she'll be able to remember, you know, the steps and the moves and all the, you know, everything that goes into it. And, you know, get that those sparkly, crystally, rhinestone-y embellishments just right. So.
Absolutely. Well, and that's brave of her. Girl, this is hours away. They're probably up right now. Oh. Hours to learn a whole routine.
Yeah.
You can that's be pretty, crazy. But you might not have rhythm.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's me. I'm pretty, but I have no rhythm. Yeah. Dawn, what's going on with who's shaming who now?
Oh, this is on so social dumb, media? You guys. So Prince William, it was Prince Harry's birthday. Okay. And now, apparently, to go back, Prince Harry did not on Instagram or social media give a shout out or deliver a birthday message to Prince William. Okay, so now it's Prince Harry's birthday. Prince William posted on Instagram wishing a very happy birthday to the Duke of Sussex today with a little cake with an exclamation point. Apparently that wasn't enough for people. It says, these are the haters that have invented a story. Love it when people invent their own stories. This message is so cold and not from the heart. It's so sad. Here's another. Oh, okay. He could have sent a more heartfelt message than this generic one. This is his only little brother.
Oh, my goodness.
Then we have somebody that says, well done. Be the bigger brother to the younger spoiled brat who didn't post anything on William's birthday.
I can't.
Cambridge family is classy as always. If I were William, I'd ignore Harry's birthday just like he ignored William's.
Oh.
I'm so classy, Kensington Palace. So proud of you. Even if the Duke of Sussex doesn't ever post about any of the Cambridge's birthdays out of jealousy.
Oh, my God. Lex, you're loving this, aren't you?
That it's her birthday.
So ridiculous.
I mean, who gets jealous over their brother's birthday when they're an adult? It's not true.
Well, he is going to be king, so.
Oh, my God. Then more about
William
Harry.
William always one-upping Harry, right? He's the one that takes the commercial flights. He's the one that wishes his brother a happy birthday.
This is stupid.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. Again, unnecessary outrage. I am outraged over the outrage.
It's so stupid.
Did Kensington Palace actually say something about this, Dawn?
No, they haven't responded. Okay. It's just
because they
silly.
Have a life.
They shouldn't. That's ridiculous.
And what do you want him to say? It's Instagram. They don't have to have an Instagram account.
Stop.
No.
They should don't monitor every move they make on Instagram and think that that's their real personality or judge how much he loves his brother by the
ridiculous.
Post.
Ridiculous.
He probably didn't even do it himself. It was probably his people.
Kate's probably like, here we go. Do-do-do-do. Happy birthday. Do-do-do-do-do. There.
We have an open for the outrage over the outrage. Yeah. Here it is.
I am outraged.
Outrage.
Oh, dear. Where am I smelling sauce? I think I should faint.
Over the outrage.
Absolutely outrageous.
That's right. Come on. So get a life, people. Get a life. Don't judge. It's Instagram, you ninnies. You can't judge life and relationships. No, you can't win.
Honestly, that is just so sad.
Oh, my goodness. That's just, come on.
Yeah.
Y'all are criticizing the people, the ninnies that are doing that. They're criticizing that because they don't have anything interesting going on in their own lives. Go on, get a hobby.
Look at your life. If you're
having to post
things like that.
Yeah, get a hobby. Go take ceramics or something. Or a pasta class.
That's a quality hobby, yeah.
Or examine why you care so much about somebody else's family. Maybe your own family has issues.
Raise some goats or something.
Maybe you don't like your brother.
Go raise chickens or something. Or peacocks. You know, there aren't enough peacocks in Minnesota. Sure. Go raise some damn peacocks.
Yeah. I mean, that takes mad skills because once peacock, the males are ready, you know, the feathers are out, and they're looking hot.
They're kind of scary when they come right up next to you.
That's a real one mating. Here's another one.
Whoa.
That one is, that one's.
That's mid-ecstasy right there.
That's, yeah, that one's in the middle of some lovin's right there.
Grand finale.
He just done impregnated someone right there. Just saying. Anyway, so there we go. Be outraged, everybody. Hey, Lex, tell everyone real quick, we need your help for Team Alexis, right? Stride with Lex, Lex.
Yes, that's right, Jace, yes, October 26th is a Saturday morning at Mall of America. It's the American Cancer Society's Making Strides Walk. Love to have you join us. MyTalk1071.com. Type in keyword Team Alexis. We're walking for our sisters and brothers, our warriors with breast cancer.
There we go. When we come back, why Mickey Mouse is on my blank list today.
Uh-oh.
Stay with us.